Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Have a great hour coming up for you guys today. It's one of those interesting times where we actually do give you a mixture of music and books. We're going to kick things off, though, with music. We're going to be speaking with Chelsea Monet here in a moment, not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to share that with all of you. She has a brand new single out that I know you guys are going to really love. It's called No Oxygen. We're going to be talking to her not only about the single, but what it's been like for her to see the way that people are responding to it. At the bottom of the hour, I'll be speaking with author Kelly Stone. She's one of Mississippi's own. We'll be talking to her not only about her new sophomore book, Chasing Blossom, but what it's been like for her to write what she loves and also to see the way that people are being entertained by it as well. Again, it's going to be a great hour. Glad you all could join us for the program. As I said, though, to get things kicked off this hour is Chelsea Monet. Chelsea, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hey, doing really good. Congratulations again. I told you before we went live here, really love this song. And I think, you know, no matter what kind of music people say they like, Chelsea, I think you really nailed something really powerful with this single, No Oxygen. And we'll be getting to that a little bit later. You know, I had a chance when I was prepping for this segment with you, that, you know, I was on your Facebook fan page and, you know, I'm also following you on Twitter like others are. You know, what has it been like for you, Chelsea, to really find your voice and to see the way that people are responding to the music?
Well, first, it took a while for me to find my sound and what I wanted to be because, like, especially, like, doing gospel music, you know, you want people to accept your music and you think, well, maybe I'm just too much pop or maybe I'm too, you know, different and, you know, what if people don't like it? But then just recently, I just kind of gotten over that and I just kind of accepted the way that God allowed me to write and, like, and the way that God allowed my music to be. And I'm happy that I stuck to it because I see that people are responding really well with my music, and all I can do is just give thanks to God for that, for him just giving me confidence in what he's given me and me just walking in that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, let's talk about confidence for a moment, because I think one of the biggest mistakes that we make, especially as people of faith, is that, you know, we preach that God doesn't judge and that we're not supposed to judge. And yet we sometimes are the biggest ones, unfortunately, that do judge people because we say, oh, well, that's not the way this is supposed to sound, or, you know, or that's not the way this is supposed to be. I think what is so great that you've been able to do with No Oxygen in particular is that you catch people by the beat, but then I think you really touch them with the message. And I think if they really get the message, I think that is the important thing. Is that kind of the way that you feel, that, you know, if people may be attracted to the song for one reason, but they're definitely, if they listen to it, going to get something else from it?
Oh, yes. Like, that's the whole reason why, like, I love to write when I do write. It's just because the message behind it. Like, my main goal is for people to be inspired and to share the love of Christ. So that's just really my main goal. So I hope somebody is encouraged and inspired by my lyrics and by my music and what I do as far as my writing. And yes, I mean, the beat does catch them, but I want the message to be clear to them and for them to be encouraged also.
Exactly. I think that, you know what, it definitely does happen. So let's talk about how you became encouraged. When did you first realize that you have been given this particular gift?
Well, I like to say my mother made me start singing at the age of 10, but I didn't start taking it seriously until about 17. I sung in, like, youth choirs and led praise and worship, like, youth praise and worship and things like that at church. But then I didn't start getting into the studio until I was about, like, 17, 18. And I figured out that I could write, and if I have a beat, then, you know, I feel like God has allowed me to write a little differently than others, and I'm really proud of that. So,
right.
But it's been, like, as far as, like, No Oxygen and things like that, I feel like God allows me to write my experiences, like, in a way to where my messages can be displayed so somebody can be encouraged. So, yeah, that's it.
So, and, you know, and I think that in itself, though, says a whole lot. You know, you actually, I mentioned, of course, following you on Twitter, and one of the things that you tweeted just a few days ago, Chelsea, was actually July the 15th, that moment when your own song ministers to you. You know, and I think that's the thing, you know, I tell people all the time that I believe that God gives us something for ourselves, first of all, and then, you know, other people are able to benefit from it. You also tweeted, though, about, you know, this experience, because you've been doing other interviews before mine, which is okay, but you've been you've been talking with people, you know, about this single. But back also on July the 17th, you said this: "His word does bring forth life. My emotions tried to take over me today, but I kept quoting 2 Corinthians 10:5. I want to read that for our listeners, and I want to talk about how that message helped you, okay?
Okay, cool.
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 in the New King James says, "Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." So along this journey, how has those words helped to encourage you?
Well, to be honest, if I could be really transparent, it's a relationship that I really, really desire, and it's a person that I really, really desire that I want to be with, but I know that it's not God's will for me to be with this person. Mm-hmm. So I'm in the process of moving on, moving forward with my life, and so sometimes you just want to call, sometimes you just want to text, or sometimes, yeah, you know, you just, you know, and if that person's not really, you know, reacting as if, like, the way that you want that person to react, like, you know, why doesn't this person miss me? So it's like your mind starts going a mile a minute, and I'm just like, no, I want to cast down, you know, every imagination or every hot thing that is not in the obedience of Christ. And
right.
I, you know, and that comes against the knowledge of God. So that is, so I kept telling myself that, like, no, like, I'm casting down every imagination and every hot thing that is off itself against the knowledge of God. Like, so I can just stay focused, because, I mean, if you don't really fight back or fight back with your emotions or even the enemy, like, you know, that stuff can try to, it can take over you, really.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's what that was doing, 2 Corinthians 10:5, that's what that was doing in my life.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you sharing that. And that brings us to this point, and then we're going to kind of reset things. You know, you, because of what you've been able to share even just then, Chelsea, but also I think through music, you are going to be able to have other people saying, wow, that is exactly how I feel, or I know what that's like. Mm-hmm. Has it been part of the reward of your doing this, knowing that you're helping especially young women to realize that they're not alone in what they're feeling and what they're going through?
Yes, one thing that I really want to do as far as in, like, women's life is really be tangible, like, and let them know and really be transparent to where they won't feel like they're the only ones that's going through. Like, one of my favorite scriptures now is in Proverbs 34:19, many affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And so the thing that got me was many afflictions of the righteous, just to know that the righteous, the people who are in God, the people who are, you know, doing good, that they still have to go through pain and suffering. So I want them to know that, hey, like, you're not the only ones that, you know, that are going through. I have my own struggles and I have my own temptations that come my way. But at the end of the day, the Lord will deliver us out of them all.
Yeah, exactly. I think that is really a great point. For those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking with recording artist Chelsea Monet today. We're talking to her not only about her love of music, but what it's been like for her to create music that not only speaks to her, but it's also speaking to people around the world. So let's get into No Oxygen. For those who have not heard it yet, tell them who also is on the track with you, Chelsea.
This is my single, No Oxygen, featuring Dallas worship singer Jonathan Taylor, my friend, a great mentor of mine. And we've been friends for years, and he actually co-wrote the song with me. So I just wanted the song to be like a good song, and a song that explains that we're nothing without God, but also just wanted to be fun, because I want people to know that God can be fun as well. So,
Yeah. Exactly. Well, I know people are going to love it. For those who are just hearing it for the first time, here is Chelsea Monet with No Oxygen. We'll be right back with more of our conversation with Chelsea right after this.
Yeah.
Chelsea is actually joining us here for the first time, talking with us not only about her ministry of music, but what it's been like for her to share with others. Chelsea, for our listeners joining us through Blog Talk Radio, one of the pictures they're seeing about you is in front of a crowd, and you're wearing a shirt that says four letters, B-O-L-D, spelling bold. You know, where do you hope, especially when it comes to a song like that, where do you hope people are able to find the courage to be bold in not only their relationship with God, but just in their lives in general when it comes to pursuing their own goals and dreams?
Well, really, that's one of the goals of my music, like, as far as encouraging them to be bold about Christ. Because I feel like sometimes as Christians, we can get a little silent or mum, like, when it comes to standing up for Christ and being bold for Christ. Some people may not think that it's cool or it's fun or it's not adventurous. But, I mean, when I say this is, like, the most fun that I really have, and it's really like a fulfillment that I do get with this. I mean, it's fun. Like, I just don't think people are convinced that it's fun. And I think, like, eventually, after you figure out that it's fun, you won't be scared to stand up for the Lord. You won't be scared. Like, it'll be easier for you to be bold. And I think with getting in your word and praying and actually growing in Christ and getting to know God, you know, for who he really is, it makes you
want to
be bold anyway. So.
Exactly. Totally agree. So, look, one of the things, another thing that people are watching that are listening to us through Blog Talk Radio Online is the poster of you that says in big letters, "Follow me, Chelsea Monet," and it has the different ways for people to be able to stay in contact with you. Have you gotten used to the idea of you now are one of those people who has fans? You have people that are interested in you and that are interested in knowing what's coming up next for you.
Actually, I'm not used to it yet, but, I mean, I'm getting better at it. I really don't like to call, like, my fans. I really like to call them supporters, because the ones that do listen to my music, the one that does purchase or go out their way to look at my video and things of that nature, like, they really do support. I mean, literally support. They're always posting. They're always I'm always getting messages from young girls saying they love me, and it's really encouraging to know that, like, okay, I'm doing something good, and I just hope that, you know, I can keep the momentum going as far as, you know, pushing them in, you know, in the right way, and, you
right.
know, pushing them in going into Christ. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things that you did, I'm an Amazon reviewer, Chelsea, so after this conversation with you today, I'll be posting my review on Amazon.com. But one of the things that they sent me, though, when I was going online after I had you know, said that I was going to write the review, was the video short that you have on Amazon.com. Talk to us about that and how much fun that was for you to make.
Okay, so behind the scenes of doing the video of No Oxygen was, like, so much fun. During the process, I was, like, a little nervous. I get, like, people say when I get in front of the cameras, like, I turn into, you know, like, okay, it's like life camera action, but I don't feel like I do. I feel like I get, like, really timid and shy at times, but eventually, like, throughout the night, it got easier. I had friends there that were supportive, and it was just, like, a great, fun environment to be in. Jonathan Taylor, the one who featured on the track, he's a dancer as well, and so him dancing and Adrian Butler was on there. He's a dancer, so just having them around, it made it easier.
Gotcha. Well, it's definitely something for our listeners to be able to see. Of course, if you're staying in contact with Chelsea, you know she also has a YouTube channel as well, so you can stay in contact with her there. But also, of course, Facebook and Twitter are great ways to be able to stay connected, too. But again, the single that you guys heard here is No Oxygen. Again, it's featuring a Jonathan Taylor, as you just heard her say. It's available right now for only 99 cents. You can get it, of course, through our partner at Amazon.com. Or, of course, you can get it from those other sites, too, like, you know, the one that starts with the I. You can get it from there, too. So make sure you guys do support Chelsea as she is going throughout her musical journey. Chelsea, are you already gearing up for the next project? Is that one of the things that you're looking forward to now?
Yes, I actually have another single coming out this fall, and then I plan on releasing my full project at the beginning of next year. So be on the lookout.
All right. So in the meantime, to tide you guys over, you have No Oxygen to be able to purchase, to listen to, and to share with your friends, as well as, of course, the videos like the one I mentioned for No Oxygen. And then, of course, just stay in contact with everything that's going on with Chelsea online as well through her social media pages. She's made it very easy for you guys. Of course, it's just Chelsea Monet is how you guys can find her on Facebook and Twitter, and that's spelled C-H-E-L-S-Y-E-M-O-N-A is where you guys can find her on Facebook and Twitter. And then, of course, just check out her YouTube channel, as mentioned, and she's also on Instagram. On Instagram, who are you there, Chelsea?
At Chelsea Monet as well.
Okay. All right. So, yes, she's made it easy all the way around for everyone to be able to find her. I mentioned earlier that shirt you had on with the word bold on it, Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
The last question I have for you will be this. You know, there are people out there now that will look at what you've been able to accomplish and say, wow, if Chelsea can do this, you know, I wonder if I can be bold in pursuing my own goals. Is that what you hope that you will be able to inspire other people, that no matter what their dream might be, that they will be bold enough and trust God enough to go for it?
Yes, because I'm only 23, and so I've been singing professionally since I was, like, 18. And I'm really just beginning, so I would just encourage, you know, everybody just to be consistent and just keep going and just keep pushing and just believing God and just keep praying and trusting in God, because really God is the only reason why I'm still here and being confident in my sound. So that's my advice. Keep going for it and pray that it's your will, that it's God's will.
And there you go. You're hearing again from someone who's definitely doing just that. Again, Chelsea Monet, everyone, has been our guest. Chelsea, congratulations again to you on the single. And definitely looking forward to staying in contact with you.
Yes, sir. I'll be back with my next single drop.
All right, we're going to hold you to that, Chelsea. Again, everyone, Chelsea Monet, No Oxygen again, featuring Jonathan Taylor, of course, is the single that's out now. Make sure you guys do get it either through Amazon.com, or I'll say the other name too, through iTunes as well. You guys can get it from there. But whatever you do, no matter where you get it from, just make sure you support Chelsea as well as help to spread the word. I'll be doing the same thing. And then, of course, once you do get the single, make sure you guys write your review, share it with your friends, and let other people know what you're thinking about it as well. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation with Chelsea, No problem. Thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. You can catch into our podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. I've already tagged Chelsea both on Facebook and Twitter, so you guys can find it by going to our social media page at facebook.com/CyrusWeb or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I am Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.